Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Friends in Christ, today we observe the day of Cyprian, pastor and martyr. And the text given for our consideration is the woman in the temple with two coins. What does one have to do with the other? I was puzzled for some time. Cyprian was the pastor and soon after that, bishop of Carthage. Carthage was an important city in northern Africa. He grew up there, the son of well-to-do pagans, and was a pagan for his first 46 years. He became a famed teacher of philosophy and rhetoric, a gifted orator. But influenced he was by Tertullian's writings, he became a follower of the Christ and was baptized at the age of 46, and 2 years later became Bishop of Carthage. You usually don't get elected district president after 2 years in your first parish. But he did. He didn't have a long and peaceful career, however. The Bishop of Rome was shortly martyred, and on the encouragement of others, Cyprian fled, maybe not to the hills, but somewhere to avoid the persecution of Decius. Later, upon the death of Decius, he returned to Carthage and had to deal with all sorts of controversy of whether to receive believers who had, under duress, denied the faith, whether he ought to receive them back into the church. They did. Time went on and Cyprian served, but then was faced with death once again. This time, a mighty plague had afflicted the area. And he wrote to the people during this great time of death and said, "The kingdom of God is drawing nigh, my beloved brethren. The reward of life, the eternal joy of salvation, perpetual gladness, the lost paradise, this is what we shall inherit when this earthly life passes away. A heavenly, eternal glory will replace vain, worldly pleasures. Is this any time to be despondent or fearful? What room is there here for anxiety and solicitude? Who in the midst of these things is trembling and sad except he who is without hope and faith?" He continued, "With a sound mind, with a firm faith, with a robust virtue, let us be prepared for the whole will of God, laying aside the fear of death. Let us think on the immortality which follows. But by this let us show ourselves to be what we believe, that we do not grieve over the departure of those dear to us, and that when the day of our summons shall arrive, we come without delay and without resistance to the Lord when he himself calls us." It was after reading that at the doctor's office the other day that I had a phone call from a dear friend, a former parishioner. Over the weekend, I had heard that she had what appears to be untreatable cancer. And after the exchange of pleasantries, Barb solved my textual dilemma of this text of the widow in the temple and Cyprian, pastor and martyr. She said, "Pastor, I just want you to know I am not afraid to die." Barb, a long-term, if not lifelong Lutheran, wasn't sure years ago. But now at 82, she is, and she is looking death in the face and in Christ is spitting in death's eye and saying, "You can't defeat me. I was baptized into Christ. I've died to sin. I live in him." Cyprian, who fled in the face of the first persecution, faced death, and in another persecution stood up in faith and confessed, as did the woman in the temple, "I have faith in God." He writes, "This time, martyrdom is a baptism greater in grace, more lofty in power, more precious in honor, a baptism wherein angels baptize, a baptism in which God and His Christ exalt, a baptism after which no one sins anymore, a baptism which completes the increase of our faith, a baptism which, as we withdraw from the world, immediately associates us with God." And so he refused the offer to sacrifice to the Roman gods, held his faith, and was condemned to death. And his words at sentencing were, "Deo gratias," thanks be to God. He laid down his life. Actually, on September 14, we celebrate it this day because of Holy Cross Day. And his parishioners said, "Let us die with him." The text of the woman and her two coins is often used to encourage stewardship of our earthly resources. But too many miss the point that Jesus is making. She trusted God. She didn't know if she had eaten her last meal, but she didn't hold back one coin. She gave all she was to God. But God was giving even more there. The sacrifice for all was there in the flesh. And He would soon lay down His life for us that we might face life and death confidently, living forgiven in the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. He laid down His life that we, like dear Barb, face the challenges of death and life clothed in His confidence alone. We, redeemed by His precious blood, His innocent suffering and death, in Christ's life, death, and resurrection, we live in the gift of faith. And possessing this gift of faith, we can do all things through Him who gives us strength. We may be tempted to cower at obstacles. We may be tempted to fear vocabulary. We may fear waiting for a call. We may fear the unknown. But Christ has overcome. He has defeated sin, death, Satan, and doubt. His offering was for the widow, for Cyprian, for Barb, for you, for me. Confess with Cyprian and all the saints, "Thanks be to God. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen."